Super Tuesday sees growing calls for Nikki Haley to drop out of race. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on March 5, 2024. There are growing calls for Nikki Haley to drop out of the presidential primary race as former President Donald Trump appears to be scooping up victory after victory. 15 states voted in their respective primaries on Tuesday: Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Maine, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, and Virginia. As of 9:30 p.m. Eastern, Trump had won Colorado, Texas, Arkansas, Massachusetts, Arkansas, Alabama, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Maine. So far in the GOP primary, Haley has scored one victory in the Washington, D.C. swamp, and as it looks like Trump continues in his victory streak, there are increased calls for Haley to drop out. At Nikki Haley needs to drop out of the race, the Twitter account of Ben and Candy Carson said. Our country is facing existential threats from within and abroad, and if left unresolved, will change the course of our future indefinitely. We have real problems to solve for our children and grandchildren. America needs a strong leader back on the world stage. America needs a real Donald Trump, they added. At Mar-a-Lago with the 45th and 47th President of the United States, former Representative Lee Zeldin said, "It's time for Nikki Haley to end her campaign, the Republican Party to unite, and our great country to be saved in November." Charlie Kirk quoted the words of Laura Ingraham, who noted that Haley represented the Bush wing of the party better than anyone. "Right now, I don't think there's a big audience for that. There's some, but not enough. It's a populist party. And right now it's Trump's party," she said, as others weighed in. It remains unclear what Haley plans to do tonight, but there are rumors that she is not planning on speaking. Follow the Breitbart News Live Wire for live election night coverage.